Ezekiel chapter 45. And when you assign the land as an inheritance, you shall make an offering to the Lord, a holy part of the land, a strip of 25,000 units in length and 10,000 in width. It will be a holy place in all its extent round about. Of this there will be for the sanctuary 500 by 500 cubits square all around, and it will have 50 cubits of pasture around it. So according to this measured out area, you shall measure a length of 25,000 units and a width of 10,000 units, and in it will be the sanctuary, the Holy of Holies. It is a holy part of the land. It shall be for the priests, the servants of the sanctuary, who come near to serve the Lord. And it will be their place for houses, and a sanctuary for the sanctuary. So it will be 25,000 units in length and 10,000 units in width. And it will be for the Levites, the servants of the house, theirs as a territory with 20 annexes. And you shall assign the territory of the city to be 5,000 units in width and a length of 25,000 units, opposite the place of the holy heave offering. It shall be for the whole house of Israel. And for the prince there will be land on each side of the holy heave offering, and of the grounds of the city, opposite the place of the holy heave offering, and opposite the grounds of the city, from the western side to the west, and from the eastern side eastwards. And the length will be all along one of the apportionments, from the western border to the eastern border. In the land it will be his territory in Israel, and my princes will no longer oppress my people. And the land will be given to the house of Israel according to their tribes. This is what my Lord the Lord says. You princes of Israel, enough of your injustice. Renounce violence and oppression, and execute justice and righteousness. Desist from your banishments imposed on my people, says the Lord, the Lord. You shall have just balances, and a just ephah, and a just bath. The ephah and the bath shall be of equal volume, so that a bath may have a volume of one-tenth of a homer, and an ephah one-tenth of a homer. The derivative measures shall be from the homer, and the shekel shall be 20 gerahs. 20 shekels, 25 shekels, 15 shekels will amount to your maneh. This is the heave offering which you shall make, a sixth of an ephah from a homer of wheat. You shall also give a sixth part of an ephah from a homer of barley. And as for the statute concerning oil, it is a bath of oil. A bath is a tenth of a kor, which is 10 baths, which is a homer, for there are 10 baths in a homer. And you shall offer one lamb from the flock, out of 200, from the well-watered country of Israel, as a gift offering, and a burnt offering, and as peace offerings, to atone for them, says my Lord the Lord. All the people in the land will be linked to this heave offering for the prince in Israel. And it will be up to the prince to make the burnt offerings and the meal offering and the libation at the festivals and on the new moons and on the Sabbaths, on all the festival days of the house of Israel. He will offer the sin offering and the meal offering and the burnt offering and the peace offerings to atone for the house of Israel. This is what my Lord the Lord says. In the first month, on the first day of the month, you shall take a perfect bull calf of the oxen, and you will expiate the sanctuary from sin. And the priest will take some of the blood of the sin offering and put it on the doorposts of the house, and on the four corners of the ledge of the altar, and on the posts of the gate of the inner court. And you will do likewise on the seventh day of the month, for anyone sinning through ignorance or through folly, and you will atone for the house. In the first month, on the 14th day of the month, you will celebrate the Passover, a festival of a week of days. Unleavened bread will be eaten. And the prince will offer on that day for himself and for all the people of the land a bull as a sin offering. And for the 7 days of the festival he will make a burnt offering to the Lord, 7 bulls and 7 rams per day, perfect ones, for the 7 days, and as a sin offering a buck of the goats per day. And he will offer a meal offering of an ephah per bull, and an ephah per ram, and a hin of oil per ephah. In the 7th month, on the 15th day of the month, at the festival, he will offer similarly for 7 days. Likewise with the sin offering, likewise with the burnt offering, and likewise with the meal offering, and likewise with the oil.